I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hang on, I can't read it. Okay, hold it further away. Right. You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Alan Baker, and Gary Nee.
Gammy Nee.
What's the next word say?
Hello, Gammy. Right.
Okay, start again.
Okay. It keeps going around. it's as good as hoped.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Alan Baker, and Gammy Nee. Hello, Gammy.
Hello, Alan. It's good to hear from you and my sympathies.
We have just been cutting the hedge and crazy. Two grown-up people cutting the hedge. Suddenly the hedge cutter stopped.
Uh-huh.
So we analysed everything, plugged all sorts of different things in to make it work. Guess what? We'd cut through the wire. Anyway, sorry.
Well, you've done well to live to tell the tale.
I had a pair of rubber Crocs on. So it was
right.
I understand you've been mowing the lawn. What mower have you got?
Before mowing the lawn, I mean, you've been hedge cutting. There's been a lot of tree cutting going on in our garden.
Oh,
although I've been watching two blokes do it. I just stood back. I stood back with the cash.
Right. We've just moved from a country cottage.
Right.
And loved it. It was overrun with trees and stuff like that. I tell you what, a chainsaw and a bonfire, happy as a lark.
Yes.
Nothing else I wanted in the world.
Yes.
I got a lovely steel chainsaw if you want to buy it.
Well, the more I watched it, the more scared I got. And I thought of me with a chainsaw. Well, my wife wouldn't let me anyway.
Do it when she's out?
Yes. Yeah. But I think, no, she would hide it or take it away with her. I wouldn't be allowed anywhere near a chainsaw.
Oh, they're good. They're great. Yeah. The man thing.
Definitely.
Much better than the flash from when you go through a wire. That's pretty weak, that. It's pretty wimpish.
This is right. Get off. Get your own podcast. Oh, get your own podcast, yeah. Dad.
Alan, I
Gammy,
think...
get off the other line.
We're going to have our own podcast. You've done it now.
You get your own podcast. There we are. Thank you, Gammy. Hello, John.
Hello.
That was more boring than us. There was not one bit of National League input whatsoever.
I know.
And my dad tried to sell your dad a steel chainsaw.
Dear me.
Does your dad want to buy the chainsaw, John? Or?
No, he's not having a chainsaw. I couldn't do anything
worse. Why not? Why won't Nicola let him have a chainsaw?
No, he's... Dad, you can go now.
Can I?
Okay. Thank you.
You are listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. It's a National League football podcast. It's not a gardening podcast.
No.
I mean, but if anybody does want to buy a chainsaw, my dad's obviously the man.
He's shifting one, is he?
He's shifting one, John, and it's a still. And I always like the... It's a still. It's S-T-I-H-L.
Oh, right.
Still. And I always think of Lionel Richie Lionel advertising. Richie.
Or the former Dagenham manager, John Still.
Of course, advertising the chainsaw brand Still. Is that what we're going to turn into, John? What that happened?
We'll... We should probably explain that, yes, we are back for a new season of the National Obsession. Hello, Obsessives. Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
On the ice too.
To a new season, which finds, I believe, both of us at our parents' homes.
Our parents' home. Homeless. Homeless. Yes, we are both homeless.
Yes.
Both living at our parents'. If that isn't a podcast classic, I don't know what is.
I don't know how you're finding it. How many days in are we? About 4 days in. Ready yeah. to kill.
No, John. Lucky you haven't got that chainsaw.
Well, that's very true.
Just check out with your dad if he does want to buy it, though, because obviously my dad... I love it. My dad took the opportunity.
He sensed an opportunity. On
the always a car salesman. Took the opportunity to try and sell
his
chainsaw.
You want a chainsaw, do you?
Man I've never met and only know as Gammy. It's yeah. fine. We're not homeless. We're between homes.
Both moving house as we speak. And yeah, yes. an unfortunate overlap that sees us back out. Well, but it's all right. It's all good. And there's a new season just around the corner. And Gammy Lee, he does a lot of things well. And I found waiting for me when I got here a couple of days ago on the coffee table, the non-league paper.
Oh,
Gammy, it's been out and prepped.
Research.
It's great because I've been, like you, very busy with this house move. If anyone's looking for sort of an essential, everything you need to know about the National League season preview... I'm not sure this is going to be totally.
It's not
going
to be it.
I'm a little sketchy on some of the teams, details, managers, players, etc. But I'm going to rely.
When have we ever not been sketchy on the complete details of the National League?
I don't think if anybody wants complete details about the National League, go to that bloke who does it on the BBC. He'll tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, he's ever so good, Jay. What's his name? We asked him on this.
Yeah,
once
I know.
And he sort of put us off. He sort of went, yeah, I'm busy that day.
Think about it.
I think he'd had a listen to it, John.
No, I think
you're
right.
He'd listen to what was going on.
But the good thing is, yes, I've got the non-league paper here, so I can give you a full, in-depth preview of everything that's going on. Or at least I would do. Unfortunately, Gammy Lee has bought the non-league paper a week early.
Oh, he's gone early. So it's all National League North and South.
I can tell you everything you need to know about the National League North and South.
A lot of news about Dartford in there.
Absolutely nothing about the National League. But if you want to know
Hampton
about
and Richmond, the Beavers.
AFC Telford star signing Nathan Pond. I'm here. I can tell you everything.
That's the sort of thing you'd normally have a joke for.
I would do. John. Again, done
if
no prep.
If you've done any prep whatsoever,
no
you'd
prep,
have a Nathan Pond joke. Let's just write it together. On Golden Pond, are we going there? Are we go there. Ducks. You went for duck pond.
Duck pond.
He won't duck a challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not ducking a challenge. There we are.
Stagnant won't get stagnant. Something like that.
Something along those lines. Do you think Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, they subscribe to the National League paper, John? They get it sent over to the USA, or do you think they?
In their local news agent in West
Hollywood.
Take
the digital.
I imagine. Probably get the digital subscription, don't they?
It's going to be absolutely amazing if Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney turn up at like an FA Trophy early round. Like in the middle. If I was trying to show people that I was committed and not just there to make a documentary and then get the hell out of Dodge, I would 100% turn up at like the qualifying round for the FA Cup or an early FA Cup, Brightlingsea Regent. We'd be there. Hello, I'm Brightlingsea Regent.
People walking through town, was that Ryan Reynolds? Canvey Island?
In a Wrexham shirt.
Is it him?
Drinking a pint of Brains beer. I'll tell you what, John, it's a very exciting National League season ahead of us.
I think
because
so.
Because as we've discussed many, many times on Twitter and privately and at times on this podcast, there are about 8 teams who think they're going to piss the league by 100 points. There are so many teams that think they're going to absolutely thrash everybody else, and They are 100% not, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful to watch. And, as discussed, you can be crap all season and be pick up some form in about February, come 7th, and you can still go up. And so, as we've discussed before, the season doesn't start until the clocks go forward.
No.
Forward? Back.
Back, spring, forward, fall, back, back, back.
Also,
year.
Torquay have signed a bloke who'd retired in the most Gary Johnson move ever. He'd retired with a bad toe
and moved
He's
to
run
Dubai.
The gaffer, moved to Dubai, played a bit in Dubai and gone, actually, I'm all right. Rung Gary and gone, I think I'm all right. Can I come and play? Gary's gone, all right. Of course you can. He's turned up, scoring hatfuls, and we're going to win the league by 50 points. We've won. Going to win the league by Christmas. Like last year.
Exactly. Nothing can go wrong. Look, as we know, you cannot buy in a National League. It's not possible. You can't buy your way to success. It doesn't work to conventional norms. It doesn't work like that. Would you like to go through...
It is non-linear, John. It is non-linear.
Would you like to go through each team,
yes.
With a little short, snappy, how do you think they're
going to
do?
We like doing that. We did that last year. We should listen to last year's.
We should
play back last year. Have you got that, John?
Do you have
the technology?
Dream sequence. Aldershot.
Mid-table.
Altrincham.
I forgot they were even in it. Like 20th. Like struggle. A constant struggle. Struggle is the word.
Barnet.
Playoffs.
Boreham Wood.
Sliding down.
Bromley.
I didn't even know they were in it either, John. Anonymous. Just.
Chesterfield.
Top three.
Ooh. Dagenham and Redbridge.
Four managers.
Dover.
Bankrupt.
Eastleigh.
I think Eastleigh will struggle. Not very good.
Halifax.
Top three.
Hartlepool.
Playoffs.
King's Lynn.
Beautiful, but isn't it? Look at LinkedIn. Bottom.
Ooh, Macclesfield.
Playoffs.
Maidenhead.
Great away day. Smack, really great away day. Welcoming. I will go in.
Notts County.
Annoying.
Solihull Moors.
What the hell?
Stockport.
Oh, they're quite good, aren't they? I wish I hadn't said the top three for two of the other teams.
You said it for
now.
A ridiculous team. Halifax, for goodness sakes.
Disappointed.
Oh, okay. Sutton United.
Average.
Plastic.
Cheats.
Wealdstone.
Oh, I forgot they were in it. Bottom three.
Weymouth.
Bottom three.
Woking.
Laughable. Laughable season. A laughable season.
Wrexham.
Perennial.
Yeovil.
Playoffs.
Torquay United.
Champs! Champion! Championes! Championes! Ole, ole, ole! I haven't heard it, so I can't react back to it.
Ooh, and how about that?
We were so wrong. We got that so right. Let's do that again. That's a good idea.
Here,
John.
We go then. So let's start with Aldershot.
Just start.
Aldershot Town.
Aldershot.
I've just been trying to look at who they've signed. Can't find anybody. Maybe they've signed
Jamie Sendles-White left them looking for a better opportunity by all accounts. And at this moment, it's still punting about on Twitter for a club, which is a surprise.
Yeah, but look, happened there.
I think they'll do their usual thing and come about 11th or 12th.
A solid, pretty unspectacular mid-table.
like some early promise, some dropping away at Christmas, a little bit more promise, and then just dropping away towards the end of the season. 11th or 12th.
Altrincham.
Towards the bottom of the league, I think, John.
I think,
what do you think?
Possibly down. I don't know. Oh. Maybe down.
Well, that's guaranteed them 3 points first day of the season. Now you said that, John.
Sorry, Altrincham Jean.
Boo. About that. Altrincham Jean. She's found me on Altrincham Jean's found me on Instagram.
Oh really?
Nice to see you. Oh, yes.
Good old Altrincham Jean.
Big friends on it. She's real, John. It's okay. Not. It's not your brother.
It is usually. I think half our listeners are in various different guises. Yeah, I have a feeling Altrincham could be down, but I hope not for Altrincham.
Altrincham
Jean,
so. Come on, Jean.
Barnett.
I think Barnett might be a bit of a shock. I think they're going to have shored up. They won't have as bad a season as last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they will have shored up a bit and got a bit stronger. And I think they're like Dagenham Light, Barnett.
Yeah. And
do you know what I mean?
New manager Harry Kuehl, of course.
Oh, no, actually, I've forgotten about that. I think they'll go down. I don't think they'll have anything at all. As long as they keep Harry Kuehl in charge, you will not understand this division at all. Not one iota.
He doesn't scream Mr. Non-League, does he? But you never
doesn't
know.
Doesn't scream National League. So I think they will be bottom four until they sack Harry Kuehl.
Okay.
Might be very wrong, John.
Boreham Wood.
Well, oh,
They've lost Shimanga, haven't they?
They've lost Shimanga, haven't they? They've lost Shimanga.
Chesterfield.
He's gone off, hasn't he? They always do all right, don't they?
They'll be okay.
They'll be 10th or something.
Probably just outside the playoffs, as usual.
Some people tipping them to be in that top seven, John. But any team can be top seven is the key. That's the key to the National League. Can be any team.
And they have signed Scott Bowden, of course.
Well, there we are. And that's actually a good signing because he will get 12 to 15 goals.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely. Absolutely. And he'll 100% score against us. And he never misses a penalty, as we know. So, you know, they'll probably get a few penalties. He'll get 12 to 15 goals and he'll score against Torquay both games. So that's a good signing, I think. Good luck. I'm here for Scott Bowden. I like him.
I like him as well. Bromley. Last season.
Pitch,
playoffs last season.
Plastic pitch.
They did better under what's his name? Oh, fat bloke, Andy Woodman.
Come on,
I can't remember his name. He was quite fat.
Off, of course, this Saturday with Grimsby because Grimsby's main two strikers are injured. And that's not the reason though, John. It's the COVID.
The old COVID.
That's
yes.
why. Yeah. That's why. Plastic pitch, obvious positive there.
They look very solid. We played them near the end of the season, but they were really solid.
They're still part time, though, aren't they, John? They might be there or thereabouts. But I'm saying mid table. There's too many good teams.
Yeah,
I'm saying
someone's going to miss out.
12th, 13th.
Okay, Chesterfield. Now this is one of the really big hitters for
good.
The season, isn't it?
Well, they sold their main striker, haven't they?
It was. Nightboat to Cairo Mitchell, isn't he? He's gone to Notts County.
So they sold him for £250,000 to Notts County. Champions elect Notts County. And they've spent the money on Shimanga, which is actually very good bit of business there from that. Was it Adam Rowe in it?
James Rowe.
You know, Adam Rowe. When have we been doing this? But Adam Rowe's a comic.
Yes, he is.
James Rowe. James Rowe, yeah. I don't like Chesterfield, John. I don't like the cut of their jib. I don't like their manager very much. But I think they're going to have a pretty good season.
I think they
will. So I'm going to say top five, John, top five.
They've also got Danny Rowe, haven't they? But he was pretty poor last season because he came midway through. Didn't he do brilliantly?
Yeah, he might have got fit. You never know, he might not have been fit.
I don't think that's a pretty good forward line. Yeah.
Shimanga and Danny Rowe is a good forward line, John.
On paper it is, yeah. But Danny Rowe just didn't do much for them last season. So.
But as we know, it's nothing to do with strikers. It is nothing to do with strikers. It's everything to do with how good your defence and your goalkeeper are.
This is true. Very, very true. Dagenham and Redbridge. Now, I would tip Dagenham to have a good season.
Definitely. Top five, John.
Ooh,
definitely.
Okay.
top seven at least, definitely in the top seven. I think they are going to be too hard to beat, and no one is going to want to play them. And those big teams who've spent money are going to go there thinking they're going to roll them over. And I think Dagenham and Redbridge will be 100% up for the fight.
Again, they finished really well last season, didn't they, as well?
Yeah,
an amazing
They're going to roll some teams over.
I think they'll do
and,
well.
And top seven, defo.
Who is next on the list? Dover Athletic. Go.
Last
down.
And should be kicked out of the league.
Goodbye.
For their behaviour last year and for already some behaviour this year. So I think they're going to get rolled over. And I think once again, they'll go out of the league. So there we are. Last.
Good night. Eastleigh.
Vera Lynn as well. Since Vera Lynn died, John, Dover have done nothing.
Gone to cock, hasn't it, for Dover? Eastleigh.
Oh, they always do all right.
They'll be
all
right.
Beat us.
Top 10.
They beat us once. Top 10, yeah, top 10. Maybe top 12.
Halifax, obviously, the manager's had is on his summer holidays at the moment.
Oh, yeah, of course. He does all that, doesn't he?
Too much homework to do. No, they've got Billy Waters now, of course, up front.
Oh,
Billy
yes,
Waters
of course.
From Torquay.
So there's five goals for the season.
They lost their good midfielders, gone to Walsall, Jack Earing. But I don't know. I think they might do okay.
Not for me, John. You're backing them, are you?
I'd say top 10.
Top 10 for Halifax?
Maybe.
I think that's a big call, John.
Oh, okay.
Not for me. I would say 12th to 15th.
Okay. Grimsby.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? It's an interesting one.
Obviously, as an ex-EFL team, I don't know much about them.
We're having Lloyd Griffith on the podcast next week to talk us through Grimsby's possibility. And he, speaking to him just as a pal, he thinks they're going to do really well.
Okay.
He thinks they've got a really good manager. They've got players who have played at the level before. He thinks if they can stay fit and get fit, they're going to do really well. He also says they lost to Chesterfield last week and looked dreadful. But they know that it's not like Southend coming down.
No,
Grimsby.
They've got a manager who's won the league before,
level.
Isn't he? He got promoted out of the league.
They know the level.
Knows what he's doing.
So, I think they'll be top five, John.
Yeah, I reckon they'll be up there. Definitely playoffs. Kings Lynn. Linking.
Bottom four.
Down, I think, I'm afraid.
Down, yeah, down.
Maidenhead United, Allen Devonshire. What are we say?
Always 10th or 11th, aren't they? They're always sort of there or thereabouts, but I think 10th or 11th. I can't see them.
I think lower mid-table. I've said that for about
four teams now, I think. So. I don't think they'll be.
Yeah.
They'll beat a few teams because they always do, but I don't think they'll be in the top seven.
I think lower mid table. Notts County.
Ooh. Well, I boo them, but I feel sorry for them, John, is what I think. Yeah, I do feel. I just think they are stuck here forever.
Yeah.
For at least another 3 or 4 years. I don't. The problem they've got is if they have a good start to the season and they're flying, someone will nick their manager. That is just what will happen.
And if they don't,
they'll
sack him.
He's that type. And if they don't, they'll sack him. So, look, Kyle Cameron's no great loss.
I don't think so.
In defence.
It's not taken their fans long to turn on him either.
No. Namain is a huge loss.
Mm.
But then, unless he's one of the players that only Gary can magically make play, which is what happens to these players, you know?
He's not done a great job before it.
Frank Vincent did all right at Walsall, didn't he? But he didn't set the world. They didn't try and sign him.
Yeah.
You know, and Walsall were struggling at the bottom of League Two. So were these players just good in the National League South, really good in the National League South, and were fine in the National League? You know, Kyle Cameron is not a 1980s Division Four strongman defender, which is what a lot of the time you need in this division, and he isn't that. And I think at first they thought they'd signed that. They have not signed that.
They think they've signed a sort of real ball playing centre back. I think he's watched him on the left wing and thought he looks like a player.
Because you have to go, how many times they've seen him? I feel like he signed him just to piss Gary off.
Yeah.
Because I think he did. They did that because they thought, well, you made us do the press conference in the street and outside the ground, and you've not let our press come, so we'll do something to annoy you. It feels like a spite signing, John.
Well,
that's what it feels like, a spite signing.
Up to them, but
I promise you. Was it in Curb Your Enthusiasm, the spite store? Next, have you seen that episode?
Yeah, with when he buys the coffee shop. Yeah, next. I can't remember what it's called.
That's what I think Kyle Cameron is a signing, a spite store. And John, he's the captain. So I just think they'll fall out. I think it's going to be an absolutely joyous soap opera to watch. Not Scanty, but they'll be top four.
I'm still saying playoffs, yeah.
They're a good side, you know, and they've got plenty of money and they have to make it work eventually. But it's so difficult for them. It's such a difficult position to be in.
I think you're right. I think
they'll be up there, but it's going to be really good fun watching them this season.
Solihull Moors, new afar. Manager, former Notts County manager Neil Ardley is in there. Did he see as well? We talked about him last season. The world's tallest striker, Kyle Hudlin, plays for Solihull Moors. 6'9", Kyle Hudlin, attracting interest from Man City. I promise you, it's true.
He's tall.
What is the Spanish thing? Get it in the mixer. You got
but there are other tall players, John.
I know. Obviously, you know. Pep's just really love enjoying the National League and thinks he's going to try a bit of hit and hope up to a big man.
But wouldn't you think, I tell you what, let's get Kiefer Moore.
Yeah.
From Cardiff. If you want a big bloke to hit it to,
yeah,
sign Kiefer. Anyway, look, Kyle Hudlin is no Simon Block Jorgensen.
He's not.
John. where will they come? I think they're going to do, Ardley knows the division. He plays boring defensive football, doesn't he? So he probably do all right, you know.
Top half.
But it's Solihull Moors, so yeah. I think we've put everyone top half so far. yes. Eighth.
Yes.
Eighth, John.
Okay.
Eighth.
Southend United, now this is a real... I think they're going to struggle. I think they'll be mid-table somewhere. Obscurity, 15th.
I agree with you. I haven't read anything about them signing any players. I've not read particularly anything about them having any money or what they're gonna, how they're gonna play it. Maybe they're keeping quiet. Maybe they're just coming into it quiet.
Maybe,
but they don't know the level, John. The manager doesn't know the level.
Phil Brown.
I've met Phil Brown. Very nice man. He's showbiz, John, isn't he? He's showbiz, right? He likes show. He's not going to enjoy the National League.
I saw him having a piss in the Talksport car park. Just in the corner. Yeah.
That's nice.
The story for
you. Lovely, but it's like, I can't remember the name of any of our players. who did I see having a at show?
Oh, no, it's Armani Little, wasn't it?
Armani Little. There we are, yeah.
Who have you seen having a week?
Know.
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Let us know. If you've had a wee with a footballer,
yeah,
that'd be nice. I don't know about. They'll either come top or bottom three.
I say somewhere in between 15th.
I can't call it. They're the wild card, John. Southend. Also, we've got them last day of the season.
Southend away.
It's good. It's a great away day. We'll have Terry Alderton on in a couple of weeks' time to speak to about Southend United, who will fill us in a bit more on the National Obsession about Southend. Top or bottom, John? I've no idea.
Stockport County. Now, this is my tip for the top.
Yeah,
I think Stockport win the league. Yeah.
I think so. I think they put a bit of a squad together last year and had a bit of a go at it. They spent some more money and they just look like they're going to fly.
You got Paddy Madden, you got John Rooney, you got Ben Whitfield.
Yeah, Ben, that is a loss for us as well. Which is a loss.
Get him out of the old restaurant.
If he loves the restaurant.
He does love a restaurant, doesn't he?
Whoa, I tell you what, he should. It's like he's got a little food Instagram.
Always eating out.
And he loves it. He loves to eat out.
Yeah, fair play.
And he eats out to help out. He's friends with Rishi Shunak. Rishi Shunak. Yeah, Whitfield's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
And look, that's a really good squad. They're playing really nice attacking football. They got loads of money. And
I think they play good style of football for the league there. They're not trying to do an Ian Birchnell, you know, I'm gonna sort of play
exactly
like Barcelona. It's like a good mix of
it's
nice
direct,
football
it's
and
quick.
Direct football.
Yeah,
I think they're on to a winner.
I think it's them. I think they are the team to beat. Next, S, Stockport.
It's Torquay United.
It's T for Torquay United, John. Let's talk about Torquay. It's Torquay Corner.
I know you sort it out for f- sake. f***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Let's talk about Torquay United. I'm not quite over it, John, if I'm honest. Still clinging on to the end of last season. Still have pangs of deep, deep disappointment and just feel like they must feel massive regret. It was so arse. And you have to just learn to let it go, you know, and let's play some Frozen now, let it go. And I hope it's the last time I can talk about it. But I'm just so disappointed that I do feel that last season was our chance. But then, you know, and I was feeling ever so disappointed. I was thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get myself up for this season. I just don't know how because you've had that disappointment and we were so far ahead, it's hard to let yourself go with it, to let yourself believe, because we were so far ahead and playing so well that you feel like, well, even if we have that start of the season again, it's like, you don't want to trick yourself, you know. You don't want
to
trick yourself.
I'm trying not to get too wrapped up in it this season, because even just like seeing Sutton in League Two, it's just, you go, oh, this should be nice.
I don't mind Sutton.
Oh, no, I don't begrudge
two,
Sutton
you know.
At all, but you just go.
I don't begrudge Hartlepool. They won the game on the us. Day, no, you know, no, but yeah, you just no, go so far ahead, you know.
Got it over the line.
Something. Wow. You just go, how did we let that fall out of our hands? You don't know. You look at just some results and you go, oh, God. Well, that was mad, but we lost, you know.
I think if we can squeak into the playoffs, squeak into the playoffs, see what happens.
I think we'll definitely be top seven. I think we'll definitely be top seven. And if Dan Holman is as good as he looks in pre-season, John, and he can play up front with Danny Wright, and they can both keep going, and look, and if Lolos plays and comes good, and Gary works his magic, you know. Tom Lapsley looks like an incredible signing. Mm. Joe Lewis is a brilliant defender. Absolutely. And if we can get Schering back, awesome, you know. And if we can get we've still got the Lemon, for God's sake. We've still got Asa Hall, you know. So we've still got a really, really good side that if Gary can keep them going, which I believe he can, and he's got the energy to keep them going and got the enthusiasm, and he can get that in them, they would not let it slip again. They absolutely would not. And you just have to take those things, you know, and use them to make you stronger. And that's the fight we've got this year, is look, get in those playoffs. And I think we'll be top five.
I hope so. It's going to be a bum fight, but I reckon
but at the same time,
a good shot.
I am still enjoying the National League. The National League is fine. It's full of big teams now. It's going to be it's the level is suddenly a bit higher, and whenever we win now, it's going to be, to win now is even better.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of grudge now as well. There's a bit of needle. It feels like proper football again, you know.
I think it does. And we got, hey, Ali Omar.
Oh, yes, exactly, Ali Omar. I mean, this is the thing, John. We haven't seen any of these players yet. So, I mean, this is the exciting thing.
We were planning to see if we could get the entire ground doing the Macarena.
Yes, dum-da-da-lum-da-da-lum, Ali Omar. Dum-da-da-lum-da-da-lum, Ali Omar. Dum-da-da-lum-da-da-lum, Ali Omar. Hey, Ali Omar.
The whole ground doing the old... I'm doing it. I'm doing the dance. Wealdstone, I think possibly
they'll struggle bottom half.
I think they'll stay up, but
yeah,
just
I think they'll stay up.
Weymouth, yeah. down
for me. I saw John, they got beaten 13-0. whose idea was that?
Bit of last game of pre-season optimism.
Oh, hello, Chelsea. It's Chelsea on the phone. Just wondering if we could come and beat all your players up. Yeah, of course. Yeah, maybe they're hoping for a few Chelsea players on loan, John.
Well maybe.
Maybe that's what it was. Look, come and play us. Let us beat you. And then you can have Callum Hudson-Odoi on loan.
Okay, final three teams. Woking.
First season full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom half, John.
Mid-table.
It's 16th.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Nothing exciting, yeah. I don't think.
Nothing exciting for them.
Wrexham. Now, this is obviously all the talk pre-season is about Wrexham. But here's the news, National League fans. They don't win the league.
No, definitely not. Definitely
second
not.
Or third.
Well, you know what? If they do win the league, it shows actually you can buy the league.
Which would ruin my theory completely.
Absolutely ruin our theory completely. But
Paul Mullin?
I think Stockport will have too much for him. Paul Mullin has had one good season ever, which is last season.
It was a good season. 34 and 50 games in League Two, got Cambridge promoted. Signs for Wrexham. So
it's like Chris Brandon, right? For Torquay United. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Scored loads of goals, went out of nowhere, out of absolutely nowhere, scored loads of goals, and then went somewhere else and didn't do a lot anywhere else. And you just go, look, he might be amazing. He might be amazing, John, and I'll be sitting here eating my words. I just think you can throw as much money as you like at it, but managers never managed at this level. It's not a money level. It's who can be least shit over the complete season.
I think that's the title of the podcast. Sort of. And finally,
is that it, John?
Yeovil Town.
I reckon. Well, they're always up there, John.
I think poor season for Yeovil. Lower mid-table.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
Lower mid-table.
Someone's got to struggle. Someone's always got to go.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't like their manager, old Darren Sarley. He's not very popular.
They don't like him, do they?
They've not really signed anyone very exciting. I think a poor season ahead.
We've signed a player from them, haven't we, John, who can only score from the halfway line, it seems.
He only scores bangers.
Oh, I only score bangers. That's good. Brilliant. Well, there we are. That's the rundown. That's a full and inclusive, comprehensive look.
Look no further.
Zero knowledge of gut feeling of how we feel the season's going to go on gut feeling. So obviously we need your letters in. Send us your letters for next week. How you think the season's going to go. Let us know how you think it's going to go. That's what's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. And have you ever used the loo with a National League footballer? That came up earlier.
That's lovely. What a lovely thing that is. Very, very good. Like, we'll be back properly with guests and other silly business. And bloody hell, Lolos! At Omar! Bloody hell, at Ali Omar!
Bloody beanpole, Omar!
Bloody hell! Just launch it! Rosette it! Bloody hell! Bit of that.
Bit of all that,
John.
Yeah.
And we'll have some results to talk about next week.
Yeah, we will.
Nice to be back, John. We're going to have a lot of fun this season. And if anyone wants to buy a chainsaw, of course. Please do get in touch.
And if anyone can put some pressure on my solicitors to please get my house move done, please.
Release John.
Please.
Release John. Release the gammy one. On the ice to you.
See ya.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.